It's a beautiful day in this neighborhood, a beautiful day for a neighbor. Would you be mine? Could you be mine? It's a neighborly day in this beauty wood, a neighborly day for a beauty. Would you be mine? Could you be mine? I have always wanted to have a neighbor just like you. I've always wanted to live in a neighborhood with you. So let's make the most of this beautiful day. Since we're together, we might as well say, would you be mine? Could you be mine? Won't you be my neighbor? Won't you please? Won't you please? Please, won't you be my neighbor? My neighbor. Here we are together again. Did you see what I brought today? A couple balloons. Yes. Look what happens. Just put some air in there. Makes it big. Let it out. Isn't that wonderful? All kinds of wonderful, marvelous things in this world. Did you know? Did you know? Did you know that it's all right to wonder? Did you know that it's all right to wonder? There are all kinds of wonderful things. Did you know? Did you know? Did you know that it's all right to marvel? Did you know that it's all right to marvel? There are all kinds of marvelous things. You can ask a lot of questions about the world and your place in it. You can ask about people's feelings. You can learn the sky's the limit. Did you know? Did you know? Did you know when you wonder, you're learning? Did you know when you marvel, you're learning about all kinds of wonderful, all kinds of marvelous, marvelously wonderful things? Sure are. Oh, there's somebody at the door. Let's see who it is. Oh, Mr. McFeely. Come in.
Speedy delivery. Here is the balloon film.
It's exactly when I needed it. Thank you. Would you be able to watch it with us?
Sure. I've been to the balloon factory, so I can tell you something about it while we watch. All righty?
Good. Let's do that.
All righty?
It's a film about how people make balloons. So we'll just watch it, all of us together.
This is how balloons are made.
In a balloon factory.
Now, they begin to make balloons with something called a mold.
And those are all separate molds for balloons?
Right. These mold things, now, they look like balloons, but they're really made of metal.
What's that person doing?
Well, he's cleaning them off because they use them over and over again.
Oh.
See any molds there are? Around and around.
Oh, yes. Those are big machines.
Now, they're cleaned. Now, the molds are dipped into something that will keep the balloons from sticking. Now, you'll see there, that's a liquid.
Mm-hmm.
This prevents the balloons from sticking to the mold.
Well, where are the balloons?
Now, you'll see. We're getting to that point. Now, that's the liquid, the cleaned.
And once that's on, then they're ready to put the balloons on?
Mm-hmm. They dip them down into something called latex. Now, that's coming up. Few moments here, you see, there it goes. It's going into the orange latex. There's yellow in the background.
Mm-hmm.
There, right into the orange latex.
Oh.
And a thin layer of this sticks to that mold, and it forms a balloon.
I see.
Swimming right along.
Yes, they do look like they're swimming. And so the balloon will be the same size as the mold.
Right. Now they have to dry a bit in the air.
But how are they going to get those off, those molds?
Well, you'll see. We're not to that step yet.
Isn't this fun to see?
It certainly is. Now you'll see how the collar is made next.
What do you mean by the collar?
Well, that's where you put your mouth and blow the balloon up.
Oh, I see.
They're still drying them here.
Takes a lot of drying, doesn't it?
Now, you see? Here's how the color is made. The brush is just zipping it down.
Oh, yes.
Rolling it right down. Fast it is.
Color, color, color. Now what's happening?
Well, they got one last bath in soap and water.
A bath?
A bath. You see the water dripping off?
Mm-hmm.
Just make sure they're clean. Now they have to be dried a little bit. They're dried with very hot air that gets the water all off.
I still don't see how you can get them off the mold.
Well, they're almost ready to come off the mold.
There.
And there it is, you see? The air blows it down and that brush pulls it. So it's...
Oh, that's a little kind of squirting thing.
Mm-hmm. Zip right off. There are balloons being made. You see? All
look
the balloons.
How many there are.
A lot of orange balloons that day. Now this person is checking them out to see if they're made just right.
Looks like that one is.
A lot of orange balloons that day.
And that's the color balloon I brought today.
I like orange balloons myself.
Uh-huh. Thank you, Mr. McFeely, very much.
Thought you'd like to see that. I better get this film back to the film library. Uh-huh. So I'll just say right now, speedy delivery to you.
Speedy delivery to you. Best to your family.
Thank you.
Bye.
Bye-bye.
I'm always interested in learning something like that, aren't you? I like to learn new things and learn more and more about old things. I've always wanted to know how things work and how people make things work. Can make noise with them. When the air comes out, it makes different sounds. You can even try to make music. Can't do that with every kind of balloon, but that seems to work with that one. Well, let's have some make-believe. Get the trolley. All right, trolley. Last time we pretended that King Friday and Queen Sarah had just gone away from the castle to teach some people about crown storage and child rearing. And the associate mayor of Care, Mr. Aber, had come from Westwood to take care of the castle and Prince Tuesday. Well, let's think more about them and their friends together in make-believe now, okay? Trolley, neighborhood of make-believe.
And they lived and learned and made some useful things because they had met each other. The end.
I like that story.
Oh, I did too. Do you think you'd like to write a storybook someday?
Yes, I would.
Really? What would it be about?
Night and day care.
What do you think about it so far?
It's pretty quiet.
Hey, how about our going over to the museum go-round?
Okay, what should we look for?
Well, there's that snowflake room.
Yes.
And Lady Elaine mentioned she had something else that was really extra special today.
I'll be glad to see Auntie Elaine.
You don't have to go one step further. Here I am, everybody.
You can really startle people, Lady Elaine.
I'm always where you least expect me, especially when I hear my name.
We were just talking about your extra special exhibit.
Have to see it to believe it, Toots. How are you doing with your mom and dad gone Tuesday?
Pretty good, Lady Elaine. Mr. Aber's a good caregiver.
Mm-hmm. I'm glad of that. I've got something on my mind, but I'll tell you later. After you see my new museum thing. Well, I'll see you all there.
Wait. Aren't you going to go with us?
Oh, I forgot. You all don't travel as fast as I do. I'll take you the magic way.
Magic way?
Mm-hmm.
How's that?
Well, just hold my hands, and the three of us will go to the museum together. Are you ready?
Ready.
Yeah, ready.
All right. to the museum ground, the purple way. There, how did you like that?
That's fun, Auntie Elaine.
You know all sorts of things, Lady Elaine.
Well, that's for sure. Now, where do you want to go first, the snowflake room or the extra special surprise room?
What's in the extra special surprise room?
A surprise, of course.
A good surprise?
Yes, a good surprise.
Okay, then I pick the surprise place.
All right, then, you two?
Yes.
Good. Let's hold hands.
Okay.
And we'll go to the extra special surprise room, the purple way. So, what do you think about this, Toots?
Oh, a whole room full of balloons.
I don't think I've ever seen so many balloons in one room.
Well, it's a balloon room, all right.
Oh, Auntie Elaine, this is wonderful.
I'm glad you like it, Tuesday.
Look at all the colors.
Uh-huh. Lots of different things here. Right, dear. Watch them dance.
Each one is wearing a balloon color.
They're all friends of mine.
Are they?
Oh, yes. Different ones come every day.
Every day?
Oh, yes. There's a very different show all the time.
Oh. Look at that. They move so
just look over there, dear. They are special.
Oh, they certainly are, Auntie Elaine. Bye.
Well, what do you think about that, Toots?
I like it, Lady Elaine.
Your museum is full of surprises, Lady
Elaine.
That's for sure.
I think my mom and dad would like to see these people dance.
Well, they can come when they get home.
That's right. And, of course, if they don't come home, Tuesday can come and live with me here.
What do you mean, if they don't come home?
Well, you know, people take chances when they go...
King Friday and Queen Sarah are going to come home, Lady Elaine.
Oh, I'm sure they will. It's just that I was trying to help. You know, Tuesday likes it over here and all.
I think I'd like to go home now.
Okay, hon. But you can each take a balloon with you. A happy reminder of your time in the museum go-round. I'll get them for you. Here you are. One for each of you. Happy reminder.
Okay, thank you, Lady Elaine.
Uh-huh. Always welcome here. Long or short visit.
What does she mean, if they don't come home?
They are coming home Tuesday. Hi, Handyman.
Hi, Chuck.
What are you doing, Handy?
Trying to get some outside cleaning done while your mom and dad are away. There's lots to do in the castle, inside and out.
I'm sure that's true.
But what if they don't come back?
What do you mean, what if they don't come back?
Well, Auntie Elaine said some people don't come back and I could stay with her. And I just don't know what to think about it.
But your mom and dad are coming back. I'm getting the castle ready for them to come back.
Do you think this might be a good time to call them on the phone?
The number is 111-222-3334.
Why don't we just do that? I'll go get the phone.
Tuesday?
Yes?
I don't know why Lady Elaine said what she did, but I do know what that feels like.
You do?
Mm-hmm. I remember one time when I was a little boy and my mom and dad went away for a little while. I wasn't sure they were ever going to come back.
You weren't?
Well, my grandma said they would, and they did.
They did?
But I know how scared I was for a while. I just wanted you to know that.
You want to place the call Tuesday?
Okay. Hello? I'd like to call 111-222-3334. Thank you. It's ringing. You ask for them.
Okay. Hello. Would it be possible to speak with either King Friday or Queen Sarah, please? Oh, they are. Well, could you ask them to call their home when they get finished with that class? Oh, no, it's not an emergency. We just want to talk with them. Thank you very much. Bye-bye. Well, they're teaching a class right now, but they'll call here as soon as they get finished.
Oh, boy.
Could you help me get up in here Tuesday?
Well, I don't know.
Yeah, I need some hands just about your size to reach up in there and clean that. Oh, I just can't do that.
Well, you mean like this?
Yeah, that's it.
Over here?
You're getting it. Yeah, back up in there.
I
think you did it. Hey, thank you very much
good
for that.
Job.
You're welcome.
Oh, how in the world is everybody?
Hi, X.
How are you?
Oh, I'm great. I'm having such a good time with my OCS lessons.
What are you studying now?
Well, yesterday I was studying air.
You mean the kind we breathe?
Yes, and the kind I fly in, and the kind people use to blow up balloons.
Did you see Lady Elaine's balloon room?
Oh, yes. Weren't those balloons terrific? Oh. And what about those dancers?
I still like to live here best.
Oh, well, sure you do. I mean, this is your home. Anyway, today I'm studying water.
Air? And now water.
That's right. They're both very important, and the Native Americans knew a lot more about them than we do.
Mm-hmm. And they know how to take care of them, don't they?
That's right. That's what my lessons say, and I believe my OCS. But anyway, I want to show you something that came in my water lesson today.
What is it?
Well, just a minute. I'll get it for
you. Terrific. Oh, it should be interesting.
It's this picture.
Oh, look at that.
Uh-huh.
Look at that. That looks like the ocean.
You're right.
Wow,
that's a nice picture, X.
Yes, but it's an OCS moving picture. Just look at it very carefully, and you'll see the waves move.
We will?
Uh-huh. Look.
Look at that.
Uh-huh. You want to get a surfboard.
Yeah, there's some people who like to swim in there. You have to be very careful, though.
Here it is. Wow, your school is fun, X.
Oh, I know. I love it when my lessons come.
Maybe that's Mom and Dad.
Oh, maybe it is.
Oh.
Hello, Castle Garden, neighborhood of make-believe. Yes? Oh, hello, Queen Sarah.
It is.
Yes. Oh, everything's fine. How are you? Good. Oh, yes, he's here. Just a minute.
Hello, Mom. Yes, I am. I haven't cried anymore since you and Dad left. Yes, he is. No, X is studying water. Okay. But one other thing. You and Dad are going to come back, aren't you? Two more days and two more nights. Okay, I just wondered. You want to talk to X? Okay. It's my mom, X.
Oh, sure. Hi, Queen Sarah. How's it going? Yes, that's the way it is with OCS, I know. I love my school, too. Can you hear the trolley? Can you? Oh, I better hear the trolley real close.
Give a good loud ding and whistle for Queen Sarah, trolley.
Yeah.
Well, maybe Lady Elaine was trying to be helpful, but she surely scared Prince Tuesday. Children need to be able to believe their parents. And Prince Tuesday needed to know that his mother and his dad really did mean what they said about coming home. There's somebody else at the door. It's Marlon Barnett. Marlon, how are you?
Hi. I was jogging around the neighborhood, and I thought maybe you'd like to come out and do some exercises.
I would.
Good.
This is a good time. We haven't done exercises for quite a while.
No, we haven't. You know, I've been working on some exercises to improve my posture.
We all need that.
And I'm going to start with the shoulder.
All right. I'll follow you.
Push your shoulders forward. Mm-hmm. And then lift them up to the ears. And then pull them way back. That's it. And now lower them.
Can you do that?
To the front. Up to the ears. Back and down and front, up, back and down.
That would help with my swimming, you know. I swim every day.
Oh, swimming is a good form of exercise.
Mm-hmm.
Let's go to the legs.
All right.
Let's work on the muscles in the front of the thigh and the back of the thigh.
How do you do that?
Now, this requires balance, so be careful.
All right.
Lift the knee to the front. All right, and pull it up as far to your chest as you can. That's it. And lower. Watch our balance. Pull it up. That's it. And down. Let's try it again. Pull it up. And down. And feel that stretch, the muscles underneath the thighs.
Sure do. Now, how much would you do that? How long would you do that? If you
about 30 seconds, 45 seconds every day.
Oh, half a minute every day like that.
Let's try, let's reverse the exercise. Let's reach back, grab the ankle, still keeping our balance now, and pull back. Pull that foot into the back and feel the stretch of the muscles across the front of the thigh.
Sure do.
That's it. Pull it way back. Now the other leg. We always work both sides of the body. And pull back and stand up. And down. That's it. That's really good. Try it again.
It's a while, doesn't it? Your balance. Would you do that for about a half minute, too?
Same time. You can increase it. You know, as you get better and better, you can do it longer every day.
Could you think of an exercise in which we might use a pretend suitcase? We've been thinking an awful lot about going away and coming home lately.
Okay, we can use a suitcase like it's a weight.
All right.
All right, let's pretend like we have a suitcase in our right hand. And all we're going to do is arm lifts. I'm going to raise it up, extend it out, and hold that heavy suitcase. And then lower it.
It's hard to do that slowly.
Yes, it is. Now switch. Put the suitcase in the other hand.
Right.
And it's really heavy. So lift it. And hold. Now lower. With our pretend suitcase.
You could do that exercise sitting down, couldn't
you? Yes, you could.
Could you have two suitcases?
Let's try it. Two suitcases. That's a good way to balance, isn't it?
Mm-hmm.
And lower.
What about an exercise using balloons?
Balloons?
Could you do something with a balloon?
I'm sure I could. Do you have one?
Yeah, I have a couple balloons
good.
Inside. I'll go get them. You stay with Marlon while I go inside, and maybe you do an exercise
with him. I'd love to.
Okay, I'll be back in a minute.
Okay, let's stand with our feet apart, placing our hands on our waist. We're going to do an exercise for the waist. We're going to bend over, all the way over. Your head follows, and you're going to move back to center. That's it. And stretch the other way, all the way down. And back to center. Just stretch over, center, and over, center. That's good. Here are our balloons.
Yeah, it's hard to get the knot in there. I think that was it.
Okay, let's see.
How are you doing one like this?
Yes, this is one with the waist. You know, it really helps us, number us up.
What would you think about
okay.
the balloon?
Let's try arm circles. Normally, when we do arm circles, you're making little circles. But with a balloon, look at this.
That's a good
Isn't
idea.
That fun?
Uh-huh.
And we can make big circles. And we can watch the balloons. And we can do it without a balloon. And we can do forward and backwards. Oh, it's getting late. I have a class to teach, but it was fun exercising with you.
Thanks very much for coming by. I always like to be with you. Oh, you keep that one.
Well, thank you.
Sure. Have a good day, Marlon.
I'll try exercising on my way. Bye-bye.
Good. Bye. I really like being with her. And I like being with you. No matter what exercise you can do or what exercise you cannot do, because not everybody can do all exercises. It's you I like. It's not the things you wear. It's not the way you do your hair, but it's you
I like the way you are right now, the way down deep inside you, not the things that hide you, not your balloons, they're just beside you, but it's you I like, every part of you, your skin, your eyes, your feelings, whether old or new. I hope that you'll remember, even when you're feeling blue, that it's you I like, it's you yourself, it's you. It's you I like. And that's true. Let's go inside. It's almost time for me to go. But you know, when I go on one day, I usually come back the next. It's such a good feeling to know you're alive. It's such a happy feeling. You're growing inside, and when you wake up ready to say, I think I'll make a snappy new day. It's such a good feeling, a very good feeling, the feeling you know that I'll be back when the day is new, and I'll have more ideas for you, and you'll have things you'll want to talk about. I will too. You always make each day such a special day. You know how? By just your being you. There's only one person in the whole world like you, and people can like you exactly as you are. I'll be back next time. Goodbye.
People who gave the money to make Mr. Rogers' Neighborhood are the people of this and other public television stations and the Sears Roebuck Foundation.
This is PBS.